going on, y'all? Welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop Podcast. My name is Brian, and I'm alongside
Andre.
And today's episode is called Making Moves. How was your week?
Week was good, man. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to the pod. We've been going strong, trying to keep this thing going and pushing. How about you, man? How's things going?
Everything's good. You know, I had a nice, chill Christmas and New Year's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hung out with friends, hung out with family. You know, just had some good food, relaxed. You know what I mean? I was with my fiance yesterday for the, New Year's and all that. So it was a good time. You know what I mean?
It's going to be crazy. A good year, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a big year for me. So I'm really excited about 2024, what it has in store for me.
Yeah, sure. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a successful year too. Always praying and rooting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Positive, you know.
Yeah, man. There's a lot going on in the league right now. Over the weekend, I was shocked to see the New York Knicks pulled off a big trade. So this weekend, the Knicks acquired OG Anunoby in a trade. Well, it was OG Anunoby, Precious Achiuwa, and Malachi Flynn for RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly, and a second round pick. What are your thoughts on that trade?
I like it for the Knicks. I also like it for the Raptors. I think that's good for the Raptors. They got essentially a household name in RJ, because RJ is from Toronto, and according to him, he grew up being a Raptors fan, so that works out for them. Quickly would be a really good, maybe they could mold him into being a starting point guard. I don't think he's a starting point guard, but maybe they could mold him into being one. So I think it works for them, but it also works for the Knicks because we address that wing situation. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they desperately needed a wing. I mean, before the trade, they had seven guards on their roster.
That's ridiculous.
Wing. I mean, so that trade cuts it down to five. So now they have a wing. They got a guy who's a really good defender. So when they're playing teams like the Celtics, you know, he can guard Tatum. You know, maybe guys like Giannis. You know, just like the top premier wings in the league, you can slap OG on them. I mean, I watched the game today. They just wrapped up playing against the Timberwolves. They had a big win against the Wolves, the best team in the Western Conference. Finally beat like a top tier team, you know, this year. I mean, outside of that one win against the Bucks, he just seemed like he fit in like a glove. Honestly, he was exactly what they needed, that wing that could defend, shoot the open three, or corner three.
He looks nice in that Knicks jersey.
Yeah, man, very efficient today. He's the type of player that I think Tibbs will love and Knicks fans will love. Good defender, plays hard. I'm intrigued about Precious Achiuwa also. You know, I think he has a lot of potential.
Upside.
Yeah, a lot of upside. I mean, you know, 6'8", but, you know, plays big. He can play the four. He can play the five. You know, obviously they're down with Mitchell Robinson right now, so that it'll be a huge help in that end, much better than Taj Gibson at this point. So the more guys.
He's a young man, too.
He's a young man too, so he could
develop.
Yeah, Malachi Flynn was just a throw-in. I'm not really high on him. They do need a backup point guard, but I think it's going to be Deuce McBride. They just extended him for 3 years, so it'll most likely be him. but this trade definitely it raises their floor, but it doesn't raise their ceiling. They still need that 1A, that superstar. To really be a championship contender, but this makes them a much better team. They can at least
compete. Sure.
Yeah, I think they can at least compete with the top tier team. They won't beat them in a 7-game series, but they can compete.
Yeah, they won't be as sorry as they've been for these games. Like sometimes it's like, where's RJ at? Why isn't RJ making them win games and things like that?
Yeah, RJ was just way too inconsistent. Like, the only consistent thing about him is that he's inconsistent every season. It's year five, so I don't blame the Knicks for just backing off of him and just giving up because he sealed his fate. It was against the Magic when he just played like shit. And I think that kind of sealed his fate that they were done with him. It's year five because people thought he finally turned things around at the start of the season. He was playing good for like the first six games, but then it just started again. And you know, it's been 5 years, so
it's getting old.
Yeah. At this point, he is who he is.
It got old. Yeah.
Exactly. He is who he is at this point. So I just don't see, you know, it just wasn't a good fit. And OG Anunoby is a much better fit with the starting roster. You know, especially because OG can score without the ball. He can, you know, they didn't run any plays for him today and he still got 17. So he doesn't need the ball in his hands to be effective.
Yeah, so. He's just a player. He's just going to give us everything we need defensively. And he could score, obviously. He can do all of that. Shoot corner threes. Flowers, you name it.
Exactly, because RJ, he absolutely needs the ball in his hands to be effective. He's not a good shooter. So at the end of the day, you just have one less guy in the court that needs to do that. So now you just have Brunson and Randall that really need the ball in their hands to score.
Mm-hmm.
Team just looks so much better today because OG is moving without the ball and causing other guys to move without the ball. And, you know, the ball was moving and, you know, everyone's touching the ball, which is something that I hadn't seen in, like, years with that team. So It was really good to see. So I think it's a good trade. I mean, Toronto, I mean, they're getting some young guys. They're rebuilding. So, like I said, I like the trade for Toronto also. You know, it's Scottie Barnes' team right now.
Mm-hmm.
Siakam's the second best. And then you got RJ and Quick. So, you know, they're rebuilding. This is good for their rebuild. Maybe they'll make the play-in. Who knows? You know, maybe RJ or Quickly may blossom over there. You never know. So, but for now, I think both teams did good. Obviously, I think the Knicks won the trade, but I don't think Toronto made out too bad.
I think the Knicks definitely won the trade.
Yeah, absolutely. They got the best player in the deal. They got Precious Achiuwa in there who can have some upside. They didn't even give up a first-round pick to get him either. So they can still, you know, get other players now. There's a report today that the Knicks won't be heavily pursuing, you know, Donovan Mitchell, which is disappointing to me because I think he's a star player. I mean, he had like 70 in the game, you know, I mean, he's a bucket. So I don't know why you wouldn't want that, but maybe it's because they just feel like he might cost a lot to get.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's disappointing. But, you know, a guy that they're after right now is definitely DeJounte Murray. You know, there's been rumors.
I still don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think DeJounte Murray is a good, like, when he's motivated, a good defender. You can run your offense, you know, secondary ball handler on the team. But it didn't work out in Atlanta with Trae Young. So I'm not sure why the Knicks are so confident it's going to work out in New York with DeJounte Murray and Jalen Brunson, even though, because Brunson needs the ball in his hands to be effective also. So I don't know, I don't know if it's going to work out the way they think it's going to work out. But I mean, I get it. Like, he's a good defender. He's a better defender than Devontae DiVincenzo. So, you know, it just helps in that backcourt, him, you know, DeJounte being able to defend best perimeter guard, I should say, on the opposing other team. You put him next to Brunson. Defensively should be a good fit. And I think if anyone can get DeJounte Murray motivated to defend again, it would be Tom Thibodeau. So I get it from that standpoint. But as far as putting the team over the top to win a chip, it doesn't do that. You know, I personally don't think DeJounte Murray is the right move for the team.
It's not.
He's also not a good shooter either, so it kind of hurts your spacing. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I don't know. Like, what do you think of that trade?
Nah, it's not a good move. I don't think he. I mean, a while ago, before we had Brunson, I would say yeah. Remember, I was saying they should have gone for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Off air. Yeah, before Brunson, but we kind of addressed those situations. We just need a star.
Yeah, pretty much.
No ifs, ands, and buts about that. It's just like, all right, we just need a star. That's it.
Yeah, it's just they're at a position right now where there's no stars available. Like, Cat's not available, Embiid's not available, Giannis isn't available. So it's like there really isn't any star available right now. So the best that they can do is just to try to get better. So I guess that's why they're into the DeJounte Murray trade at the moment. But for me, I just kind of feel like getting RJ out of the way help with not needing, you know, not having three guys on the court that need the ball in their hands to be effective. So now you kind of just reintroducing that issue if you bring DeJounte into the mix. And does that make OG less effective offensively? I don't know, you know. So we'll have to see. But I think that's the most likely move that they'll make is getting DeJounte Murray. I mean, there's been rumors that Rich Paul and Clutch Agent Sports Agency looking to have a meeting with Leon Rose, Knicks president. You know, so there's been some issues with them over the years. Like Leon Rose was running CAA and Rich Paul was under the CAA umbrella. And, you know, he ended up leaving, taking LeBron with him and a bunch of clients. So they've been kind of beefing in that odds ever since, but they're looking to meet and kind of bury, you know, everything that's going on. So yeah. Most likely if that happens, then I think DeJounte Murray will be a Knick. They won't have to give up much to get him, you know, honestly. So it's most likely going to be that, honestly.
You don't see him being a Laker before a Knick?
At the moment, I could see it because Rich Paul, his agent, has a better relationship with the Lakers. Obviously, LeBron's there. So I could definitely see it happening. I think he'd actually be a better fit on the Knicks than the Lakers, to be honest with you. Although the Lakers really do need a point guard because, like, D'Angelo Russell's ass, and now they got LeBron running point for the foreseeable future. He helps them out with, like, getting just having a point guard out there and just another scorer, because their offense has struggled this year. Like, they're a great defensive team, but offensively, I think they're ranked like 24th in the league. So that'll definitely help them offensively, but their three-point shooting is bad and he won't fix that. But I don't know. How do you see him fitting on the Lakers?
I like the Lakers fit better. That's where I disagree. I think the Lakers fit is better for me in that standpoint of, like, more consistent play, and LeBron could kind of just get you a quiet 25 and 10.
Yeah, he could definitely get you some scoring for sure.
So I think he's going to take care of the ball better than D'Angelo, be more consistent. D'Angelo's probably a better shooter, but that's it.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, like, DeJounte Murray.
It's about running the guard.
Yeah. He could run the offense. He relieved LeBron of, like, some of that playmaking duties.
So it'll I honestly don't think the Knicks need him. I think we should just go all in for a star. That's it.
Yeah, so you're saying just stay put until a star is available?
Yeah, just go in for a star, because it's like you have Brunson. Brunson can run the offense. Brunson has run the offense. Nobody complains that he's a ball hog like this dude. I know this is a side comment. This dude on the Brooklyn Nets, Cam Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the point they had to bench him.
For real, yeah. Nah, yeah. He's not that. I mean, he had 14, Brunson had 14 assists today against the Wolves. So
exactly. He's definitely not a ball hog, and he can do what we have. What we need for point guard. Is Murray going to come there, play point guard, and then we're going to move this dude to the two? Like, I don't want that. I just want him to just be the Knicks point guard.
Yeah, I think also why it hasn't worked is because Murray's really a point guard. He's not a two, and they got him playing the two in Atlanta.
Yeah. So
I don't like the fit with the Knicks also. I just think between the two teams, I would think maybe the Knicks better. But I don't really like the fit of either team, to be honest with you. I just don't like the fit just because the Lakers need more shooting.
I like it more for the Lakers. The Lakers do need more shooting, but if I'm going to choose between Knicks and Lakers, I'm going to choose the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want those problems. a problem, but I just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I definitely don't. You know, I don't like the fit as much as everyone else does. Like, a lot of Knicks fans love, like, they prefer DeJounte Murray over Donovan Mitchell, which I don't get.
That's wild.
Yeah. They claim it's because defense and, you know, Donovan Mitchell doesn't play defense, whatever. But I'm like, you know, you need to be able to score.
We have OG and Obi. We have all these guys who do play defense. But just one guy that doesn't play defense, you're going to go crazy about. And it's not like he's a scrub.
No, I just think that, like, people are just overreacting. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think the DeJounte. Like, I heard people saying, like, if they get DeJounte Murray, and that was even before they got OG, they were like, oh, we don't need a superstar. I'm like, nah. like you do. So, I mean, but we'll see what happens with DeJounte. One thing's for sure, he's definitely probably going to get traded because he took down all his pictures on IG of the Hawks. So I think, you know, when that happens, he's probably going to be moved soon. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the Knicks, but I could be wrong, but I just have a gut feeling it's going to be the Knicks. I don't want it, but I think that's what's going to happen.
Hope you don't send me no shit later.
He got traded to the Knicks.
Yeah.
For like Evan Fournier and like Grimes or some shit and picks. And that's probably going to get it done.
Yeah.
Bye, Grimes. For real. You know, they're saying Pascal Siakam is next on the chopping block. Obviously, Toronto just moved the OG Anunoby. Siakam, the Pacers, I know they're very interested. The Kings are interested too. Like, which team do you think would be a better fit?
The Kings for sure.
Over the Pacers?
I mean, they both would be a good fit. Because then you could bring Obi Toppin off the bench, because I think that's what he is now.
He's already coming off the bench.
Right? He is. Already. So who's there for? I don't know who their four is. Is it like TJ Warren? Is TJ Warren still over there?
Is he out in Brooklyn? No, it's not. It's not TJ Warren.
I should know this.
Number. It's not James Johnson. Garris Walker. Let me see. Because I watched them play against the Knicks the other day, too. So I don't know why I forgot, like, who started. But it was Smith, Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Smith started at the four for them.
So, I mean, they could definitely use that. I think they do need Pascal on the road. They do need Pascal.
Yeah, they can use an upgrade at the four for sure. I would like Pascal on the Pacers more, just because I love what Halliburton is doing right now, the way he's playing. He had a slow start after the in-season tournament, but you know, the other day he's
starting to pick it up.
Yeah, back to back games with over 20 assists, 20 and 20. You know, you gotta love that. Dude's been balling. He makes his teammates better. They run. Like, they're very aggressive on the offensive end. They run, move without the ball, play as a team. So, you know, I think he'd fit in great over there. I think he'd be good on the Kings, too. Don't get me wrong. I like what the Kings have been doing the past couple of years. Mike Brown's a great coach. But I just think for the Pacers, he'd be make them so much better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's just my opinion. But I really do. Because Pascal Siakam can get you like 20 and 8, you know what I mean?
Easy.
The Pacers need a four. I mean, Jalen Smith and Obi Toppin are like their best fours right now. So I'm like, you're not getting much scoring from that position. So I think it'd be a seamless fit. I mean, he's averaging 22 in like points and 6 boards. You know, they could use that.
Yeah, that would help them a lot, actually.
Yeah, it would help them a lot. And I think Halliburton will make him even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good. And he can defend 1 through 4. And he's even played the 5, you know, for Toronto. So basically, I can guard 1 through 5. So, like, why not, you know, at this point? You know, I mean, I could see it. And in Toronto, like, they're rebuilding. They can fully just give the team to Scotty Barnes and, I guess, RJ and Quickly and see what those three can do together. Yeah. You know, Barnes is pissed about the OG shit, though, but I guess he'll get over it.
Is he?
Yeah, because they're saying he was closest with OG and Precious on the team. So they kind of traded away his guys. But, I mean, it's business. He'll get over it.
He'll get over it. It's not like he can't see them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a business at the end of the day, and like, it's for the future. They're building around him. So, you know, at the end of the day, they had too many wings also, so it just makes sense.
They did. They did too many wings, because OG, I think, had to play the two.
Yeah.
Because Scotty was out there, and then you have Pascal out there. So, yeah, it was like 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, yeah. So it just didn't make sense. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Scotty Barnes, his career kind of continues to take off, and, you know, he proves to be a number one option on the team. But, you know, I think for the long run, Toronto will be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Barnes looks good. He's getting 21 a game this year, too. 21, 9 rebounds, almost 6 assists. He's having a good year. Yeah, maybe he should probably get most improved player, honestly, I think. The most improved player of the year, to be honest with you.
You said Scotty?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely up for it. I think, is he number one right now? You know how they have, like, those poll rankings?
Yeah, I'm about to look, like, because usually the NBA has, like, a ladder or whatever that they use. Because last year it was Lauri Markkanen, which obviously made sense. I don't know what the candidates are this year. Yeah, I don't know. According to betting websites, they got Maxey. I forgot about it.
Oh yeah, Tyrese deserves it too.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely deserves it. So, I could definitely see Maxey getting it most likely. Last but not least for today, the Warriors are looking to move Wiggins. I mean, Wiggins has been having a horrible, just a horrible year. He's a far cry from what he was during the finals run a couple of years ago.
So he's damn near non-existent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's good with him, man. You think he'll bounce back, or you think he's just done pretty much?
I mean, the only way to see it is to trade him.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, but the Warriors have a horrible year.
As far as, like, staying on the Warriors, he just doesn't belong there anymore. The Warriors are done.
Yeah, yeah, they're done. They're done. The window is done.
They're done. I can't even think of who they put on that team to make. Does Pascal make sense over there? They're not going to win a chip, but does he make sense over there? And then maybe try to see if you could resurrect something. I don't know. But then Clay is not the same. What would you replace Clay with? Chris Middleton?
Middleton's in the same boat, I think, honestly.
I'm trying to think who they could replace him for. Is Thompson's value, like, is he valuable where, like, you're like, all right, we'll trade these two or three people for Clay?
Nah, no one's gonna want Clay. Clay's been ass cheap. Like, who's gonna want Clay at this point?
That's where I don't see the Warriors getting better. Like, I don't know how to fix them.
Yeah, I think they can just kind of rebuild at this point. Because, like, I don't know. Like, it'd be nice if they could replace Draymond with, like, a Siakam, but I don't know who kind of plays that Clay role. Or Siakam with Wiggins, I should say. You can maybe keep Draymond, but then that Clay part is the issue. There's no one really in that league that, I mean, I guess you could just get a really solid 3-and-D player, because that's what he was anyway, is a 3-and-D player.
Like, could you, do you think they're going to get rid of Draymond?
Yeah, I think. I mean, they're probably sick of this shit, because it's been years. Like, back in the days, at least, like, he was worth the trouble because he was helping you win chips. But, like, now he's washed. The team's going nowhere. So it's like, he's not worth the trouble.
You know? Yeah, you're kind of like, oh, let's just cut our costs.
Just cut your losses.
Yeah, cut your losses. That's the word.
You know what I mean? So, like, might as well at this point. It's just not a good look. But Wiggins, as far as where he would look good at, Before the Knicks got OG Anunoby, I would have said them, but now I don't
know. They don't need him.
Yeah, they don't need him. I don't know. The Bucks, maybe? I don't know.
He looked nice over there.
Yeah, maybe it might.
Maybe he could rejuvenate himself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It might rejuvenate his career.
Who would the Bucks give up? Would they give up Chris Middleton?
Because
Chris ain't doing shit for them either.
Yeah, I'd say that. Like, swap your trouble for my trouble. Yeah. I think that's what it would have to be.
Maybe Chris will do better in the Bay. Like, maybe they'll say that. Maybe they'd be like, all right, well, I guess we'll do this.
Yeah, I think it might be a good move for both teams. You know, they get a good Wiggins, is pretty good defender. You know, maybe you can turn things around over there. You know, and just because they just need him to be a number three at this point, just behind Giannis and Dame. So if he can at least give you like 18 a game as a third option, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You know, if you can just go back to that, because last year he was getting 17, the year before 17, and, you know, 18 before that, 19 before that. So if he can just be around 18, 19 a game as a third option for the Bucks, they'd be really scary. I just don't know what's going on with him mentally, but, you know, it just don't look right. So I don't even know if there's a good fit out there outside of the Bucks. That's the only one I can really think of right now. Only team I can think of that really needs a wing, but you know, it's gonna be a long season for the Warriors. I team will go after him, I just don't know. Anything else you missed?
That's all I got for this week.
So, well, as always, check us out on social media at Pick and Pop Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you want to donate to the show, $Pick and Pop Show on Cash App. And until next time, guys, peace.
Peace.